FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and my guest this evening is Janet Marie Rogers, a Mohawk Tuscarora writer from Six Nations of the Grand River. Janet, we met back in 2017.
Was it?
Yes. I had gotten into the residency at Banff that you then became a mentor.
Yeah,
and one of the things that absolutely fascinated me was I was asked to host the mentor performance, and yeah. Your performance, I believe, was the penultimate, like you were second to last or third to last. Anyhow, I was fascinated by your performance because you did something that was completely out of box from anything I have experienced. You played a track, I believe it was one of your tracks, and you laid out, I don't even recall if you were on stage. I believe you were on like the main floor that everyone was seated on, and like we had to stand up in order to watch your performance. And you did, I want to say, a tobacco-based ritualistic performance.
That's right, yes.
And I was extremely fascinated by this. And then fast forward 5 years later, I'm watching TikTok, and there's a Native woman who says something to the effect of, she just figured out why she always turns to cigarettes in order to cope with stress, and why is it that the colonialists came and transformed something that was a part of their culture into something that is now killing them, because tobacco, cigarettes, and the cigarette industry is like one of the number one killers of people almost globally with cancer. And so all of that to come back to why did you decide to do that ritual, and what is the importance of tobacco to ritual and culture?
Wow. Tobacco, not every nation burns tobacco in ceremony.
Okay.
But we do. Haudenosaunee people do. So the smoke of the tobacco is a means to communicate to Creator, to send your prayers up, to cleanse the space. Tobacco has a very lovely, you know, in its natural form, has really lovely properties, and we use it like that. Now, how we still have a relationship with tobacco is there's a lot of tobacco growers on Six Nations, like a lot.
Yeah.
In the summertime, you will see fields and fields of tobacco, and I just want to run and grab it.
But yeah.
Not my tobacco, but I do grow some in my garden as well.
Okay,
and it's always played a part, like in our culture, Anishinaabe culture, Cree culture for sure. It's also the gift. It's a contract that sometimes can be a contract. It's like, if I'm going to go to you, Kim, because you are a knowledge keeper, and I want to invite you to do ceremony for my family because I'm in distress.
Okay.
And I need help. I need spiritual help. Then I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to bring you some tobacco, and I'll say, Kim, could you come and please help us in our time?
Right.
And that tobacco, if you accept it, is the contract.
Wow.
Is the agreement that says I'm this is what I'm here to do. I'm going to help you. I'm going to come and help you. So you pass the tobacco to someone in a really respectful way like that. It's part of the tradition. It's part of what we do. And as such, you know, the tobacco, I don't know if you know much about Six Nations, but you know, we have what they call tobacco palaces over here.
And what's that?
And you see it in Ganawagi too. You know,
okay.
A lot of people have, because the tax laws are different on reserve. And so we recognize that. And, you know, being the smart people that we are, started to open these tobacco shacks. And because there was money to be made.
Of course.
And there was one tycoon, I'm going to go ahead and use that word, who has... again, he passed too. He passed recently, a couple of years ago.
Wow.
Kenny Hill, who was, you know, the guy. He opened it up. He said, "I'm going to sign on with Canadian tax laws so that I can export my tobacco out to China, to, you know, all these foreign places. And in doing so, man, he just, that was a open check for him.
Right.
Like, you know,
it was a blank check. And
that,
yeah.
That money just kept rolling in.
Yeah.
And, you know, he built the Jocasa Studios with tobacco money.
Okay.
He built a lot of things on the reserve. And there's, you know, it, the tobacco, the Grand River Employment or Grand River Enterprises is a tobacco factory here, and it employs a lot of people here on the reserve. Mm-hmm. So tobacco is pretty, you know, is we have a big, big relationship with tobacco.
Yeah. And it doesn't have the, if I'm understanding correctly, it doesn't have the same addictive, destructive properties that the modern
Well, we produce
cigarettes.
Has. Yeah, we produce our own brands of cigarettes, right, which, you know, have all that shit in them. But you can also get that loose tobacco here. And I'll tell you, man, like, I love it when I'm driving from off, coming back home from, or whatever, and they're processing tobacco, and you can smell it from the factory. Smells so good, man.
No, I have a relationship myself with tobacco. I have a love-hate relationship with cigarettes and tobacco.
Okay.
In that my mother always smoked cigarettes, and I always hated that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then when I finally met my grandfather, my mother's father, he smoked pipe.
Oh.
And there was, I have very, and I'm smelling it right now as I'm speaking to you, my nose memory is coming back. I was never mad at the smell of the pipe.
Right.
You know, because it had a sweet aroma, and there was, I don't know, there was this sense of wisdom with it. And I was like, if my mom smokes that, I'm fine.
Right.
Don't smoke cigarettes. I can't stand the cigarettes.
Well, but I'm a cigar smoker. You know, Kim, you know I'm a cigar smoker.
Cigars are good, too. I'm like, I'm down for cigars.
And I mean, I think, for me, it's comforting, too, because I'm thinking of my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
He was the cigar. And anytime I smelled cigars as a child, I knew it was my grandpa.
Yeah.
And I would even go and lift the lid of his humidor just to get a whiff of what was in there.
Yeah.
So now I smoke, you know, now I smoke my own cigars, and every now and then. But yeah, of course, the tobacco is one of those things, the commercialization.
Yeah.
I think is what we're talking about that we don't, you know, we don't like. But there, you know, the traditional relationship that we have with that plant is, I love it. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how come it was important, or what was the significance of incorporating it into your performance?
Ah, okay. So when I perform that poem, which is called Ombé, it's Ombé is a Ojibwe word, actually. There's a song called Ombé, a powwow song called Ombé. And that song means the first time that you take someone's hand in trust or in love. So it could be the first time the parents hold the child's hand, the first time the lovers hold hands together in trust and love. So that's Ombé.
Mm-hmm.
And I always use tobacco that I collect from my territory in that performance. And I just love the way that and what I do with that loose tobacco is I spell out words.
Right.
And I'm talking about love. Mm. And so I spell the word love in tobacco letters, in loose tobacco letters. And so I'm doing like these two-dimensional, like tobacco sculptures, if you will.
Yeah.
Well, track is playing and it's talking about love, and it's a funny track. Like it's funny. It talks about, you know, modern day relationships and stuff like that. Yeah. And
that could be a whole other show.
And so basically I wanted to, because at the end, you know, what I do after making these letters and these words and shapes out of tobacco is that I take out a rolling paper and I start to twist together some cigarettes.
Right.
And then at the end of that performance, I make three cigarettes and the first two cigarettes, I toss out to the audience as an offering. Mm-hmm. So I'm offering you my tobacco. Mm-hmm. Like I'm saying, let's smoke together.
Yeah.
Let's smoke together. And then the last one I keep for myself and I light it. If I, you know, if I'm outdoors, I can do that. But indoors, I don't, you know, light it.
Depending on the rules,
But, you know, but the idea behind that is to is just using a beautiful loose tobacco. I wanted to show, you know, how beautiful tobacco is.
Yeah.
It's beautiful because, you know, I let it fall. I take a whole clump of it in my hand and I let it fall down,
yeah,
you know, like a little stardust or what have you.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, it's about, you know, when you're smoking, some people believe that, you know, when you're smoking, it's also like a smudge, you know? Mm. So if you take the natural tobacco and you puff on it, I mean, we use it in ceremony all the time, you know?
Yes.
So it's another way. It's like I'm talking about love and I'm talking to Creator and, you know, all of that stuff. So, and again, I'm just really proud of where I come from, and I wanted to show something that we grow and produce here and just use this element of tobacco in that pseudo ceremony, as you call it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that it impacted me because I remember it all these years later, and having seen that TikTok video, I made that connection immediately.
Cool.
Because I, like I said, I have this love-hate relationship with cigarettes, and I've always kind of seen cigarettes as this poison. And I mean, that's kind of what you're also fed by the media. But we tend to forget that anything in excess and anything that's been completely processed, it can be very bad for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, is it the tobacco that's addictive, or is it the elements in the tobacco that are addictive?
The process, the process, like, just like when you're thinking about processed foods, you know, all the nutrients are sucked out of it. Stuff is added to it to make it be able to have a longer shelf life.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
and to make it cheaper so that it can be mass bought. Even though cigarettes are not cheap, you know. So, I like being able to have had a mindset and have that mindset not necessarily completely changed, because I'm still not for cigarettes, but to have a new understanding of the relationship, especially a traditional relationship between tobacco and native people, because that was not something that I really thought about. Even in all of my different spiritual experiences that I've had in Jamaica, in Haiti, I'm very close to Kumina from Jamaica and Voodoo in Haiti. I've experienced rituals. So even
which
with
use
that,
alcohol, no? In those rituals, they
a
use
a lot of alcohol. So, oh my God.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Spirit loves their spirits. Right. Spirit loves their spirits, you know?
Right. Yeah. And this is spirit perspective. Yeah. Perspective.
Soul perspectives.
Soul perspective. That's right.
If you're tuning in for the first time, we are speaking to Janet Marie Rogers, a Mohawk Tuscarora writer from the Six Nations of the Grand River. She was born in Vancouver, British Columbia in 1963 and raised in Southern Ontario. She is a radio broadcaster, documentary producer, and media and sound artist. She works in page poetry, spoken word performance poetry, video poetry, and recorded poetry with music. She has many, many published literary titles. We do have to take a quick break. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
His presence. Do you see a turning point here? We've been talking forever about more justice for Indigenous people. Justice for Indigenous people.
We want justice, we don't trust this. It's not justice, that's not justice. It's not just us that wants justice. We don't trust this, we want justice. We don't trust this, we want justice. It's not justice, that's not justice. It's not just us that wants justice. We don't trust this, we want justice.
Don't sell out the land, stand with the purpose. The earth is my body and my mind is water. Beach with the modern day soldier, I told ya. Move with the motor, get run over, they sold ya. Solar power.
power, wind tower, flower in the motherboard, planet in the city grid, pity kid, the mother's torn, ripped from the womb as the hate consumes, doom for the bloom, late June it shifted wounds, 13 ceremonial, anti-colonial, Sony headphone platoons that release this slow boom, so we feast for the spirit, complete now, hear it, echo on the turtle's back, ain't no turning back, the love spreads roots to the chest as I express, the message of my ancestors, nevertheless, we were oppressed and abused for the profit of a puppet, stop because the parliament is not for the public. I am not a terrorist, an error in judgment. The government is scared of us, the general public. The purchases, the worthlessness, the native kids. Let me be where the earth is lit.
We want justice, we don't trust this. It's not justice, that's not justice. It's not just us that wants justice. We don't trust this, we want justice. We don't trust this, we want justice. It's not justice, that's not justice. It's not just us that wants justice. We don't trust this, we want justice.
Freddie Gray got his spine broken, his mind blowing, Aragon and shit, he died choking. His eyes open, Walter Scott, many died running. The time's coming, Terrence Crutcher had his hands up. But so what? Tamir Rice had a toy gun made out of plastic. Cops call him and the boy's done. He's getting dressed. Charles Kinsley had his hands up, laying on his bed.
My teeth. One saliva string. One tongue. Cannot speak of the fight that comes from survival. From survival. Touch my children, and my teeth welcome your windpipe. Oh. Touch my children, and my teeth welcome your windpipe. Utter the name and be crushed by leg, grown strong from holding up weight. By thigh that carries rocks, an urgent gait. I will hunch my shoulders and wait. Claws sharpened, teeth agape. Sharpened, teeth agape.
Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. We are speaking to my guest this evening, Janet Marie Rogers, who has produced and written gallery and broadcast media with Turo Media since 2015. She independently won the American Indian Film Festival Best Music Video 2020 with Ego of a Nation and the Imaginative Media Best Experimental Sound Prize in 2021 for her sound piece, The Struggle Within. She wrote and produced an audio pilot titled Indians on the Airwaves and is currently in production with a 10-episode web series she wrote of the same name due out in March 2022.
We go into production this week. I'm excited.
Amazing.
Yeah, man.
So tell us a little bit about what that is.
Okay, so it's a comedy web series. Mm-hmm. It's a 10-part, you know, mini web series. The episodes are like 6 to 10 minutes each. It's not very long, but I did write it, and I got some help in with a comedy troupe. They're called the Manifest Destiny's Child.
Okay.
they're in Toronto. And so I had these two other native female comedy writers kind of do a little bit of punch-up work with the scripts, and so we, you know, this was something that I went and I pitched to APTN for their digital channel, and they passed on it. But you know what? I got Canada Council funding to produce the 10 episode web series. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's been so much fun. We did some production work in November of 2021, mm-hmm. and we're going back into production again, like I said, in February. And in July, mm-hmm. The web series should be out and about up there on the digital platforms. Amazing. And it's about a struggling res radio station, mm-hmm. and okay. the cast of quirky characters that, work at the station and all of the, the ways that they try to keep the station going, mm-hmm. and like that. And you get to learn a lot about, just the little idiosyncrasies of res radio. Mm-hmm. We've got two radio stations on Six Nations. One is CKRZ FM, and they've been on the air for 32 years. Nice. 32 years. That's
quite
not
some
a small
time.
No. Yeah. Yeah. And then the other new one, which again was, built by the tobacco tycoon, mm-hmm. Kenny Hill, is Jocasta Radio. And, they've got, blinged out station and, bottomless budget to kind of work with.
That is fun.
It's fun. And they're a little bit more commercially than the other radio station. So, I just have such a passion for radio that I wanted to keep, the idea of native radio in people's consciousness and mm-hmm. in a funny way. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why I wanted to do this web series. Mm.
And I love the idea of making it more of a comedy.
Yeah.
Because comedy reaches everybody, right? If you can make someone laugh, laughter is one of the most beautifully contagious of things that could happen to you.
Absolutely. And Kim, that, mm-hmm. You can talk about a lot of issues that might sting it, but you say it in a funny way and then it doesn't sting so much, right? So
It also sticks because you remember the joke.
That's it.
I think about people like Trevor Noah that grew up in apartheid South Africa.
Yes.
And his jokes hit, but he's talking about serious issues. Yeah. Like in his book Born a Crime, I can't fathom that if my mother and my father are together, they could both get arrested just for loving one another. Like, it doesn't make any sense in my brain. But this happened to him, and we're in almost the same generation. Me and him are not that far apart in age.
Oh, yeah. Africa South Africa messed up. So, a lot of it is everywhere, but and so anyway, so once we finish production, then I am going to take it around. I'm going to take it around to different broadcasters and producers and say, hey, did you want to further develop this? Because we've got a good thing, the foundation of a really good thing here, mm-hmm. we think, and we'll see where it goes from there,
That is amazing. Is this going to be your focus for the next little bit, or are you one of those people who cooks on all four burners or six burners of your stove at the same time? So you might have something on low that's on simmer, and you'll get to that in maybe 2 or 3 months.
Throughout this show, Kim, you've been saying I'm born in 1963, uh-huh. which means that next year I'm looking at 60 years old. Right. So I used to be able to do that much of cooking. But now I'm like, this is the web series is my baby this year. It's my baby, and I want to make sure it gets fed and is going to get up and walk in the world. Mm. And, so I'm focused on that.
That is perfect.
Right.
Yes. Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, I don't know where you've been, because this has been an interesting conversation. You should be tuning in every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. We've been talking to Janet Marie Rogers, who is a Mohawk Tuscarora writer from Six Nations of the Grand River. She was born in British Columbia, Vancouver, in 1963 and raised in Southern Ontario. She's traveled throughout 2017 to 19, doing back-to-back residences in Vancouver, Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Edmonton, Alberta. She lives on Six Nations territory of the Grand River, where she owns and operates Ogisto Publishing and Productions. Janet works in page poetry, spoken word performance poetry, video poetry, and recorded poetry with music. She is a radio broadcaster, documentary producer, and media and sound artist, and she has written and is in production for the audio pilot titled Indians on the airwaves, and is currently in production with a 10-episode web series she wrote of the same name due out March 2022.
Yes. Yes, that's
thank
all
you
true.
So much for talking to us, for sharing your story and sharing a little bit of the knowledge with the Black community here in Montreal and the wider listeners. I feel like the Black community, we need to be more connective with our Native community because our struggle is almost parallel.
You got it. I was going to use exactly that same word. And I think we are. I really think that I'm seeing a lot more unity in our both of our communities. And yes, we are, you know, realizing, oh, we're the same. Yeah. we're the same. If we're in a colonized nation, mm-hmm, living as, you know, people of color,
yep,
Black, Indigenous people of color, then we are living the same reality. Absolutely. And as such, let's support one another. And I do see that happening. I mean, that was always my mindset.
Yeah.
You know, throughout, yeah, you know, all of my, yeah, life. So to see it kind of realized and be enacted upon now, I make my heart feel real good.
Mm.
Yeah.
And thank you once again for taking some time out of your schedule to chat with us in this shut it down, turn it up.
There you go.
month of giving space to Native Indigenous, yeah, creators.
My absolute honor and pleasure. Thanks for the invitation. Yeah, love,
yes,
it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. Keep it locked every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and you have been listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
And back alleys, hip hop ain't dead if it's knowledge you spit.
You can hear it in the lyrics, in the way that I rap. It's so sick.
Cause when it come to that rapping, I go all out.
For the street, T.O. to South Cali.
Hip hop ain't dead if it's knowledge you spit.
You can hear it in the lyrics, in the way that I rap. Mike activist.
Street poetry, I kick moves, mountains.
Poetry, I'm sober with a soldier mind. Overtime, so committed, over limit, finish line. Breathing to my last drop, money's not my motivation. If it was, I'd be a puppet selling out to corporations. Dead Indian romanticized, enhancing minds, so they love me when I'm dancing, but they fear me when I'm standing. Sunrise, seven lifetimes, glancing ahead in the amping. What's the man in? New clothes, mansion, new whip, computer chip, brain on bandwidth. I'll be rocking tan hide, watch how the fam ride. In canoes with the moose on the landslide. Never hiding my face, it's been decided my fate. Traced by starlight, raised by the Great Lakes. The page turns when we flip it off the axis. Rage turned into practice, we map this.
For the street corner curbs and back alleys.
Hip hop ain't dead if it's knowledge you spit.
You can hear it in the lyrics, in the way that I rap. It's so sick.
Cause when it come to that rapping, I go all out.
For the street, T.O. to South Cali.
Hip hop ain't dead if it's knowledge you spit.
You can hear it in the lyrics, in the way that I rap. Mike Yack.
Street poetry, I can't move mountains.
Ain't too snobby, but I come off proper flow. Hot like August, no, hot like lava. Better stop that talking or get dropped like dollars. Washed out, ironed up, pop like collars. I'm a crazy cause I got no options. Been out on that block, so the clock ain't stopping. It was condo, many of them, one in the closet in Toronto. Keeping them birds up off me, gotta watch those. Stash though, these kids been watching. I'm a man though, handle anything popping. Cause I'm repping Six Nations and I'm coming in proper. White, yellow, green, like your new tea. You write what you think, I write what I see. Tight like your jeans, you're the type to believe all the hype that they speak. Nice to me, brand new black suit. Link with my enemies, cuz over the bathroom sink. I don't pretend to be nothing, my homie Cash rules speak. Get some memories dumping off of your through me. I don't pretend to be.
For the street corner curbs and back alleys.
Hip
Hip-hop ain't dead if it's knowledge you spit.
You can hear it in the lyrics and the way that I rap. It's so sick.
Cause when it come to that rapping, I go all out.
For the street, T.O. to South Cali.
Hip-hop ain't dead if it's knowledge you spit.
You can hear it in the lyrics and the way that I rap. Mike Activist.
Street poetry, I kick moves, mounts.
Hip-hop reincarnated. Remember tracks like this? It's been a while, ain't it? Resurrected from the place the vets left.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more...
398-4616, get in the mix, stir the batter. Constant chatter on CKUT 90.3 FM. Did I miss something?
The Festival International de Nuit d'Afrique is back with its free outdoor programming from July 9th to the 24th in Montreal. Meet at the Patière in the Quartier des Spectacles and on the new L'Esplanade Tranquille. For the first time, a second scene for twice as many concerts and free activities for the whole family. On the program, concerts, open-air workshops, DJ sets, restaurants with tropical flavors, and don't forget the Timbuktu Market. Discover the festival like you've never seen it before. Programming on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Listening to CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal. Listening to the Romanian radio show in Montreal, Marca Ro. Ascoltați emisiunea de radio Marca Ro pe 90.3 FM CKUT.
Ceai să mă adormi în nopțile de mai la umbra unui tei să ne iubim.
Ce drăguț ești.
Eu te văd felul principal, dar gustul tău e puțin amar. Nu știu dacă pot să te îndulcesc. Ai venit să-ți cer iertare, știu. Ce ai azi în meniu? Mi-a lăsat un gust amar. Nu ești de maritate clar, dar mi-a lăsat un gust amar. Să te iubesc acum cred că e în zadar. Mi-a lăsat un gust amar. Nu ești de set și apă clar,
Şle sasımı de kuş tıkın Dar tu vrei doar ceva pican și uneori E un pic stresant că nu știu cum pot să te mulțumesc Ai venit să cer iertare, știu Sunt curios ce ai azi în meniu Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar Nu ești demaritat, e clar Dar mi-ai lăsat un gust amar Să te iubesc acum, cred că e în zadar Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar Nu ești desert, ești ceapă clar Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar Să te iubesc acum, cred că e în zadar
Știu că-ți dau durere de cap, știu că știi Că oricum ar fi de plac Din ceapa ce o cuși Tu extragi mereu dulceața ta Nu poți mânca desert Și la prânz și dimineața ta
Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar Nu ești de maritat, e clar Dar mi-ai lăsat un gust amar Să te iubesc acum Cred că e în zadar Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar Nu ești desert, ești ceapă clar Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar Să te iubesc acum Cred că e în zadar Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar
Poate e un pic mai greu Când ești singur Poți să mă chemi Când ești singur Știi că mă găsești mereu Când ești singur Poți să mă chemi
Că cât aș vrea să o văd iar. O zi, o oră măcar. Hai spune-mi cum ai putut sau e cu tine unde ea nu a vrut. M-a lăsat fără nopți, n-aș cerși dacă n-aș ști că pot. Să dai timpul înapoi acum și să pot să-i spun: stai, stai, nu pleca. Dar de să fii așa, eu te voi păstra în vise. Eu nu mai am ce da, dar și ascund în lumea mea ca să pot să mai am vise. Te ascund în vise, te ascund în vise, te ascund în vise. Parfumul ei hainele, cu puzele ei camere, cu viitorul care n-a venit, dar cu prezentul n-avem nimic. Tu-mi furi nopți, da, dar eu pot visa și cu ochii deschiși să ating, să sărut, să cuprind și să-i spun iar și iar. Stai, stai, nu pleca, dar de să fii așa, eu te voi păstra în vise. Eu nu mai am ce da, dar și ascund în lumea mea ca să pot să mai am vise.
Te ascund în vise, 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 te ascund în vise.
Și o să stau să-i deschid, mi-e frică. E un vis să te ascund. De acolo nimeni nu te va lua, acolo nimeni nu ne va schimba. Atâta timp cât ochii sunt închiși.
Te ascund în vise, te ascund în vise, te ascund în vise.
Decât dacă îmi dai somnifere și cum nu iau pastile camarero, dă-mi o bere. Beau în cinstea soarelui că mi-a fost dur de el și el bea în cinstea mea fiindcă o arde la fel. Am hibernat ca ursul toată iarna, mutre ședința la Constanța. În sfârșit a venit vara, dimineață mahmureală, dă-i cu sana, un plecana. Că un weekend la mamaie e cât un sezon la Varna. Frații mei, Moldova, Ardeal sau București, cu bani puțin sau mulți, cu toți o arde în Costinești. Paharul sus nea, că mie îmi place să dorm, aha, nu de altceva, dar eu vara nu, eu vara nu dorm, vara nu dorm. Nu v-am somn, nu v-am somn, zorii zile mă prind, cum pe plaje mă plimb, pentru că vara nu dorm. Eu vara nu dorm, vara nu dorm. Nu v-am somn, nu v-am somn, zorii zile mă prind, cum pe plaje mă plimb, pentru că vara nu dorm. Eu vara nu dorm, hey. Și și nu am nicio vină. Vara ochii mei sunt sensibili la lumină. Sensibil văd pe nașul cum pariu că se combină. Domnul controlor și-a dat și de salarină. Ah, că mă întreb către mare. Cu șapca întors în cap și cu Adidas și în picioare. În bagaj am două țoale lângă banii de casare. N-am nevoie de o busolă că mă las ghidat de soare. Și jur că m-aș băga la somn să-mi rulez filmul pe șeslong. Dar spune-mi cum ai vrea să dorm când am în spate o gașcă întreagă care strigă Rappin' on! Iară nu dorm, nu am somn. Zori zilei mă prind, cum pe plajă mă prind. Pentru că vara nu dorm. Eu vara nu dorm, nu am somn. Zori zilei mă prind, cum pe plajă mă plimb. Pentru că vara nu dorm. Eu vara nu dorm, nu am somn, nu am somn. Zori zilei mă prind, cum pe plajă mă plimb. Pentru că vara nu dorm. Eu vara nu dorm, vara nu dorm, nu am somn, nu am somn. Zori zilei mă prind, cum pe plajă mă plimb. Pentru că vara nu dorm.
There's a place in Miami where to hear your soul. I feel in the glass with your deepest hope. Where the faces have no name, I feel like I'm home. There's a beach in Miami when the sun is gone. You dance in the sand and you're not alone. There's no faces and no name.
Thank you. ce-am crezut. M-ai întors toată lumea pe dos, dar ai făcut-o frumos. M-ai dat inima peste cap, m-ai făcut blinul de fluturi în stomac, dar timpul i-a luat. Și mă întreb doar la mișto așa, dacă ar fi ieșit ceva, dacă pe gânduri nu aș fi stat, dacă de tot nu mai uita, nu mă voi putea ierta. Viața-i ciudată, nu-i așa? Spune-mi cum de am ajuns invitat la nunta ta.
Gărgăriță, riță, te rog, fă-mi pe plac, ca un poeniță. Bine-s când o serenadă și te iau la val. Știi că-i sticla de pălincă dacă vezi că încep să cânt fal.
Good evening. The time round about now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, about to play for you 2 hours of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates here on Hotel the Blues. So, to get tonight's program started off, here is Big Walter Horton playing Trouble in Mind.